High School basketball.
And the rebound pulled down by Krolikowski. Again, down to Roth. She gets to the bucket first by Bassnett, and Ashland puts it up and in. And the largest lead of the game right now for Centura.
Tonight, it's a Luplat Conference doubleheader from St. Paul as the Wildcats host the Centura Centurions. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
Jarovic dribbles out of there, goes to Herahill outside the arc right side, left-handed dribble into the double team in the paint. Back out Jarovic for three, in and out, but an offensive put back uncontested by Landon Vogel. They chased after Jarovic after the missed three, and Vogel made him pay, and he's six in a row for St. Paul.
Tonight's games renews the backyard rivalry as both squads prepare for next week's conference tournament. It's the Centurions and Wildcats coming up next, but first a New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll join Classic Hit Sports Director Doug Duda live from St. Paul right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening once again, everyone. Welcome back to St. Paul. Doug Duda, our producer-engineer. Tonight is Stacy Johns. Glad to have you along with us here on the New Tech Seed pregame show for the boys' portion of our Luplat Conference doubleheader as St. Paul takes on Centura. Our girls' game went overtime. Centura's Casey Krolikowski hits the game winner with 3 seconds to go in overtime for a 38-37 win over St. Paul. Centura has now won 10 of their last 11. Kearney Catholic girls breeze past Gibbon tonight, 76-27. They're getting ready for the boys' game on ESPN 1460. We'll be back on the New Tech Seed pregame show to take a look at the starting lineup for tonight's boys' game right after this timeout.
Melzac Service of Dannenbrog is always geared up and ready to help you in the fields. Whether it's in the heart of the harvest season or during the off-season, make the call to Melzac Service. Mel is experienced repairing international and all tractor brands, along with irrigation parts and accessories. The service you need, when you need it. Count on the one name you need to remember. Melzac Service of Dannenbrog, a proud Centurion sponsor.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Let's take a look down at the starting lineups for tonight's Luplat Conference Boys Contest, brought to you by Five Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Welcome to Five Points Bank, where they take your banking and make it simple. Five Points Bank in Kearney, the better bank. First off, for the visiting Centurions, number one is a 6 foot junior, Michael Hansen. Number three, 6 foot senior, Nathan Lemberg. Number 20, 5'7 junior, Grant Myers. Number 23, 5'10", senior Jacob Hickok. And number 50, 6'3", sophomore Travis Holcomb. The head coach of the Centurions is Dave Ullman, assisted by Bill Brown and Thomas Yocum. Centura 3-12 on the season. For St. Paul, number one is a 5'8", junior Grant Jarovic. Number 20, a 5'9", senior Josh Herahill. Number 21, a 6'3", junior Wyatt Stoltenberg. Number 23, 5'10", junior Riley Schulte. And number 35, a 6'3", junior Landon Vogel. The head coach at St. Paul in his first year is Derek Reinch, assisted by Alex Egger and Craig Hall. St. Paul 2-13. These two teams are at the bottom of the Luplat Conference standings, but both know they can win a ball game here tonight. So we'll see how it plays out. The starting lineup brought to you by 5 Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. It's Centura and St. Paul, and we'll tip it off after this timeout.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank, the better bank. the bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. We're ready to go in our boys' game. The opening tip will be controlled here by Centura in their maroon jerseys with the right trim, the home white with the blue and gold trim for St. Paul. And St. Paul will come out and zone things up here against Centura. Led in scoring so far this year at 15 points a game by Nathan Lemberg. And then right behind that, you got Grant Myers at 10 points a game. So is Travis Holcomb. Centura has played a very tough schedule, but they just haven't been able to scrape out enough victories. So we'll see what happens here tonight at St. Paul. Centura throws over the top of the zone, dumps it into the right-hand corner, a three by Myers to start the game. No good offensive rebound. Lemberg, he'll power it back up and in. So Lemberg with the rebound off the missed three gives Centura the first points of the game. They'll put a zone trap on, three-quarter court. St. Paul will break it, get it into the left-hand corner to Jarabic. Right underneath, open for the layup, and scoring is Wyatt Stoltenberg. So St. Paul breaks the press and gets the easy layup, and each team scores here on their opening possession. A lot different than what we saw in the girls game where every quarter was a struggle to get going. But once they did, came an exciting basketball game, and here's Lemberg with a reverse layup up and in on the assist from Grant Myers. 4-2, Centura. Myers drove in and then just made about a 2-foot pass once he got double teamed for the easy layup. St. Paul back on the offense in the left-hand corner. Jarabic, long three on the way. Harrahill comes off the front of the rim, no good. Leads to a long rebound and it ends up getting kicked into the crowd. And the officials will discuss it and say that it is St. Paul ball. Centura, their last win coming 11 days ago when they beat Broken Bow. That's their only win in this portion of the calendar. The two wins for Sandy Creek and Central City for St. Paul coming earlier this month. And so on a pick and roll, St. Paul gets it inside for Wyatt Stoltenberg, and it'll rattle around before falling through. And each team off to a good start here offensively, scoring on their first two possessions. It's 4-4. As Centura brings it into the front court with Hickok. Hickok tries to get it inside, and there's Landon Vogel with the steal, our first turnover. Into the front court, Schulte outlet pass on the right wing to Harrahill. Josh will bring it out between the circles. Centura trying to match up here. Long three again, Harrahill. That is off the back of the iron, no good, but another rebound brought down by the Wildcats and Schulte. Riley goes to the left elbow, open jumper on the way, and it's good for Stoltenberg. He's got all 6 points here, and St. Paul has taken the lead 6-4 with 5.5 to go in the opening quarter. Centura will trot the ball up the floor here with Jacob Hickok. Hickok fires it into the paint. Lemberg's there, wraparound pass, the layup's up and in for Michael Hansen. And Centura is passing the ball well here early on, finding the open man. And on the press, the ball is kicked. Again, don't forget, Hastings and Adams Central are playing each other tonight. That game is on 1230 KHAS. Kearney Catholic is playing against Gibbon on ESPN 1460. Got a good Big Ten game. That's coming down to the final minute. Michigan State and Iowa 60-60. Free throw line, Stoltenberg passed up the shot. Then as he tried to kick it out on the wing, nobody grabs it, and out of bounds it goes. The officials first say that it is Centura ball. Then they're to discuss and say that it was tip, so it will be St. Paul basketball. And St. Paul will hold on to the possession. Wichita State taking on Loyola of Chicago tonight, 36-18. Wichita State is up at the half. Creighton plays St. John's, and they are just about ready to tip it off. You're listening to KKPR-FM, Kearney, Dannebrog, St. Paul. The ball gets knocked away, and Lemberg will come up with the loose basketball. St. Paul's first turnover. 6-6, 4:40 to go here in the first quarter. In the front court with it is Hickok. Dumps it into the right-hand corner, and it's dropped again. Steal is made. St. Paul on the outlet pass. Harrahill, it's contested. His reverse layup is no good, and nobody can grab the basketball before it goes out of bounds. And a timeout will be called here by Coach Dave Oman. 4:31 to go in the first quarter of play. It's 6-6, Centura St. Paul. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy Shelter Insurance.
Agricultural Services Incorporated provides proven tools and services to determine your field's needs. Services include soil sampling, gathering information, field tracking, equipment rental, service and sales, precision custom application of liquid and granular chemicals with experienced personnel, all combined to help you see better yields. You start with the seed, and then it's a never-ending job. Get help in the field from Agricultural Services Incorporated in Bolas, Caro, and Wood River.
Score update on ESPN 1460. It is Kearney Catholic trailing at Gibbon in the boys' game. Gibbon 21, Kearney Catholic 11 at the end of one quarter of play. Girls action from earlier tonight here. It was an overtime victory for Centura, 38-37. We'll talk more about that at the half. Right now it's 6-6, 4.5 to go in the first quarter, and Centura nearly turns it over, and now it is grabbed. Ball goes out of bounds to St. Paul. Steal made by Grant Jarabic. And that's the third turnover for Centura. Some other girls' scores. Amherst beats Elwood tonight. Ainsworth over Cozad. Blue Hill beat Lawrence Nelson. Hershey over Lexington. Kearney Catholic, no problem with Gibbon. As the press is broke, Stoltenberg's short jumper finally missed. One of the rebound brought down by Holcomb. All 6 points for St. Paul have come from Wyatt Stoltenberg. Ogallala beat Valentine. Overton over Shelton in girls' action tonight. Wilcox Hildreth beat Silver Lake. Sutton over Sterling. And the entry pass again taken away. Centura has it stolen by Harrahill. Three-pointer Schulte left corner, up and in. Riley Schulte with the first three-pointer of the night, and St. Paul has a 9-6 lead. As Centura brings it up on the left wing with Lemberg, dumps it into the corner, throw over the top of the zone here to Hickok. Back into the corner for the three-pointer. It is on the way, no good by Hansen. Rebound brought down. They give it back to him. The shot by Michael, no good. And then a foul underneath. As the ball was grabbed by Landon Vogel. And the foul on Centura, the first foul of this basketball game. Now let's see who they called it on. It's going to be on Michael Hansen. So he missed it, tried to get it back, and they get him for the foul. St. Paul basketball into the game is Taylor Lauber. Also in is Dylan Woodgate. They get it to Woodgate, and then it's tipped away on that long pass from midcourt. Out of bounds off of Jacob Hickok. And St. Paul will get the ball underneath their own hoop, but first, Coach Oman is going to get some substitutions in there for Centura. Here comes Jose Guzman. And also, one more fresh face in there. Let me get that for you. That's Hunter Kasperson. As Vogel on the inbound drives, kicks it back to Harrahill for the three. It's up and in. So Josh hits the three. Back-to-back threes here for St. Paul. And they have taken the lead 12-6 with 2:45 to go in the first quarter. With it is Hickok on the left wing to Lemberg. Rotated into the right-hand corner for a three-pointer on the way. Guzman, it's no good. Rebound on the floor, and it's going to be Harrahill to gather it in. Centura 0 of 3 from outside the arc. St. Paul 2 for 4 here so far in the first quarter. Centura with a 1-2-2 type of zone, or a 3-2 it might be, and they are able to tip it away as they get the ball on the inside, plus a foul. I'm going to call a foul on Vogel. Vogel was trying to get the ball, and it was stolen away there by Nate Lemberg. Didn't see the foul, but it will be the first of the game on the Wildcats. And back over to Centura. So the Centurions get it into the front court. On the right side is Nathan Lemberg. Ball between the circles. Really nobody on him here in this 2-3 zone put up by St. Paul. Centura spreads it around the perimeter here with Lemberg. Back on the right wing. Looking at the three is Guzman. Doesn't take it. Not much movement without the ball right now for Centura. Dribble penetration, Kasperson, then throws back over to Guzman. Down low to Holcomb. One-hand jumper, skips out, no good. Ball batted around. It's headed out of bounds. It's off Centura to St. Paul. So we started off 6-6. Both teams scoring on their first 2-3 possessions, and now Centura has been stuck there, and that's one of their problems this year, a very streaky ball club. This is a team that can get you into the 50s, but they're not going to get into the 60s. They've only been there once this year, and that was in overtime. On the left wing with it is St. Paul's Grant Jerobic. Pick and roll and wide open for the layup is Wyatt Stoltenberg. Both defenders jumped at the ball, and that left Stoltenberg wide open for his 8th point, and it's an 8-point lead for St. Paul, 14-6. A minute 10 to go here in the first quarter of play as Centura works it around the perimeter, throws over the top of the zone. Here's a 3-pointer by Lemberg. It's off the mark, no good. Ball goes out of bounds, and it's going to belong to St. Paul. After a short breather, Vogel and Schulte return to the lineup, and coming out will be Woodgate and Lauber. Exactly 1 minute to go here in the first quarter on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. You can always hear our games online. The podcasts are up moments after the game concludes here on the radio. Plus, there'll be photos tomorrow that you can view and download and do with what you want, all free at PlatteRiverPreps.com. St. Paul spreads the floor here against the zone, takes some time, kicks it into the left-hand corner to Vogel. Centura really not attacking the ball, and St. Paul almost looks like they're going to kill the last minute, but Harahill fires a 3-pointer up. That one is no good. Running down the backside, rebound is Stoltenberg. Second chance again. Harahill fakes the 3, drives to the left elbow. 15-footer skips off the rim, no good. Rebound to Hickok, and here comes Centura. Still 20 seconds to go. Stopping at the free throw line is Lemberg. Tries to make the pass. It's knocked away by Schulte, and a grab and a foul on Centura. That is the 5th Centurion turnover here of the quarter. And the foul is on Lemberg, his first, and the second on Centura. Back in will be Hunter Kasperson. And returning for St. Paul will be the masked man, Dylan Woodgate. 16 seconds remaining here in the first quarter. St. Paul will try and get the last shot and extend their 8-point lead. They'll dump it in here to Schulte, who's got it at midcourt. Dribbles out just a few seconds, goes to the right elbow to Stoltenberg. Stoltenberg drives in, dumps it underneath to Vogel. Vogel's fouled on the way up. Kind of lost the handle, and as he regained possession, Centura had already kind of made their defensive swat and were caught in midair. So two free throws coming up as Kasperson is calling for the foul. And Landon Vogel, the 6'3 junior, puts the first one up and in, and he is in the scorebook. That's 9 in a row for the Cats. In fact, it's 11 in a row, make it 15-6. Coming in for Centura is going to be T.J. Lindemeyer. 6 seconds to go in the quarter. And the free throw is up, and Vogel hits them both. Let's see if Centura can end it on a high note here. Pushing the ball up is Michael Hansen. On the right wing, they get it, looking for a forced shot on the baseline. It's up, it's in by Grant Myers. He passed up on the 3 and then hit a very well-contested shot at the buzzer to break that 5-minute scoreless streak for the Centurions. But after one, it's St. Paul 16, Centura 8 on Classic Hits.
For years, the Bosch & Sons name has meant solid welding for Central Nebraska, and it's a reputation you can count on when it's needed most. If it's made of metal, Bosch & Sons Welding and Repair can fix it. For new or repairs on cattle panels, feed bunks, chutes, or anything around the farm, contact Bosch Welding and Repair at 207 South High Street in Cairo. For solutions, call Bosch for a tight weld.
How many of us like all the fancy frills and sugar-coated talk when it comes to buying a big item like our next car or truck? If you're like us at Killian Motors, you just like straight talk. No games, no gimmicks, just upfront honest pricing with no hidden fees or charges after the sale. If you like to shop with no pressure, no hype for your next new or used vehicle and find out about our straight talk where service after the sale is our biggest goal, then try us at Killian Motors. 8th and Central Kearney.
With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. We are in St. Paul. As always, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors and to Rick Peters, the athletic director here at Wildcat Country, as we are through one quarter of the boys' game. And St. Paul leads it 16-8 behind Wyatt Stoltenberg's 8 points and knocking down a pair of 3-pointers. Our girls' game tonight went to Centura in a back-and-forth affair. They win it in overtime, 38-37. More on that, plus the Lou Platt Conference brackets coming up at the half. But St. Paul will get the ball to start the second quarter. The ball is going to be tipped and stolen away by Nathan Lemberg. Lemberg trying to take it in. He's cut off at the baseline, pulls up over Harehill, and hits the seven-footer. Lemberg has 6 of the 10 points for Centura. That was the third St. Paul turnover, 5 for Centura. Rebounds, 4 for each team. Free throws, only been to the line once. St. Paul's 2 of 2. Three-point shooting, 2 of 5 for the Wildcats, 0 of 4 for the Centurions. There's a deep three by Harehill. It comes up short, and it looks like we're going to get a jump ball on the rebound between Vogel and, I believe, Michael Hansen. And the arrow points the way of Centura. So they'll get the possession here with 7:19 to go in the first half, 16-10. St. Paul, but the last two buckets by Centura. They hit one at the first quarter buzzer and then score on their first possession here the second quarter. So they were down by as many as 10. Here's Holcomb, right baseline, shot no good. Ball was in the hands of Lemberg momentarily, then it's stolen away. Fast break the other way, dish it off for the layup, and Riley Schulte will score. Harehill on the assist, and the first bucket of the second quarter for St. Paul, 18-10. And Centura steps out of bounds, bringing the ball up the floor. So Centura gives it up. That's what kind of killed them there in that first quarter. They hit their first three possessions and then started to turn the ball over and couldn't recover. Didn't score again until the final shot of the quarter. 18-10 St. Paul. Harehill trying to stay out of the double team. Picks his dribble up outside the arc on the right side. Back up top to Schulte. Schulte. Overload, throws it to the left elbow. Stoltenberg got caught, and a quick jump ball call. The arrow goes to St. Paul. Luckily for St. Paul, they called the jump. Otherwise, it would have been a traveling violation. St. Paul will take it out here on the side. St. Paul getting ready to get Blake Eshelman into the ball game. On the right wing, Jerobic. Jerobic tried to get it into Vogel. It's knocked away by Hickok, and St. Paul with their fourth turnover. Up the floor comes Hansen. Works it to the right side. Good bounce pass down to the baseline. Holcomb short jumper. No good. Vogel over the top. He'll grab his third rebound. Gives it to Harehill, who got tripped up. The ball is loose and a foul on St. Paul. Centura picked up the loose ball with Lemberg. And a foul to go along with it for the Cats. It's on Landon Vogel, and he has both of the St. Paul fouls here in the first half. Exactly 6 minutes to go, 18-10 in favor of St. Paul. And back in Big Ten basketball action tonight, it was an overtime game. They're still playing. Michigan State leading Iowa 67-64 in Iowa City. Michigan State trying to come back and get that win in overtime. Right now, baseline jumper Hansen from 12 in the left corner, no good. Ball ends up going out of bounds off Centura. Good save that time by St. Paul's Blake Eshelman. He was running out of real estate and knew he just had to chuck it off. And so the ball comes back over to St. Paul. 8 points for Wyatt Stoltenberg. Got him off to a good start attacking the bucket early on. Vogel, as it's quieted down now a little bit, the pace has also done that. Schulte dribbles left, kicks it back up top to Harehill against the 2-3 zone. And they're just playing catch over there, and Schulte just about walked with the basketball. And St. Paul wants a timeout, but Vogel hits the three. Oh, no. Vogel had the three in the air, and they say no. They were trying to get the timeout, and isn't that the way it always happens? You've been yelling timeout for 5 seconds, and they hear you, and I surely thought that ball was in the air, but they say no three, and a timeout on the floor here for St. Paul. 5:15 to go in the first half of play. It's St. Paul 18, Centura 10. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance.
Are you satisfied with your current Pivot dealer? Are your warranty issues handled efficiently? Does your current Pivot dealer have years of design experience to put the right product in your fields that will save you time and money? If you answered no to any of these questions, then you owe it to yourself to call Stoltenberg Irrigation, your Valley Pivot dealer. Ed can design a Valley Pivot system from start to finish to meet your specific needs. Stoltenberg Irrigation sets the standard for pivot sales and service in Central Nebraska. Need a reference? Ask your neighbor. Stoltenberg Irrigation is
the best dark pivot dealer around.
With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, Doug Duda back with you here in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. If you're in the market for a newer used car, truck, or SUV, let Crossroads Ford and Kearney help. There's no games, gimmicks, or silly extra fees just to fill out the paperwork. Just great service and people that care for their customers. Located at 4210 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or you can search their inventory online at crossroads-4.com. St. Paul ball out of the timeout. Have a set play. Back in is Woodgate. At the top of the circle, tries to force it into the high post to Stoltenberg. Can't grab it. And Michael Hansen will come away with the steal. So St. Paul gave it up just two times in the first quarter, already four times in just over 3 minutes here in the second quarter. Long three for Centura is off the mark that time from Grant Myers, and Woodgate will grab the rebound here for St. Paul. Up the floor with it, Harrahill. Setter dribble on the left wing. Now bounces it back up top to Woodgate between the circles, swings it over on the right side. Schulte. Schulte attacks the baseline, gets by two defenders, lays it off the glass, and scores. Schulte now with 7 points, 8 for Stoltenberg. They've got 15 to the 20, and the lead is back to 10 here for the Cats, 20 to 10. Centura dumps it into the left-hand corner. Hickok throws over the top of the zone. Hansen's got the open look at a three. It's around and out, no good. Hickok with the rebound, and it's back up and in. That's about the only way Hickok scores, is picking up a loose rebound or getting a steal. He's not much of a shooter, but he gets one there. And Centura having trouble from the outside. They're 0 of 6. But if they can just get a couple, they'll be right back in this. 20 to 12. Harrahill, baseline, lost the handle on the way up. Tried to force the issue. Hansen comes away with the steal. Up ahead, Lemberg underneath. Nice stop, shot, and score for Grant Myers. He saw the entire St. Paul Calvary running at full pace and full sprint behind him, so he just jump-stopped and let three of them run by. And he spun and scored, 20 to 14. Back-to-back buckets now for the Centurions. And the ball up top, knocked away again. Lemberg goes in for the layup. He's fouled, and the shot will not go. Harrahill with his first personal foul. And St. Paul now all of a sudden having trouble hanging on to the basketball. It's either scoring or turning it over. There's not been much in between for St. Paul. At the line, Nathan Lemberg after back-to-back steals. This will be the first free throw of the game for Centura. And it is up and no good. This is not a very good free throw shooting team at about 57%. Second free throw coming up for Lemberg. On the way, and it's good. So that's 7 points for Lemberg. Five in a row here for Centura to cut the deficit in half from 10 to 5. 3:20 to go in the first half. It's St. Paul 20, Centura 15. Coming up at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. We'll have all the first half stats. Recap Centura's overtime win in the girls' game. Catch up with Coach Mattenbrink. Look at the Lou Platt Conference brackets to stay with us. A few other scores from the area as well. St. Paul basketball to the high post. Stoltenberg, one dribble, double-teamed. His pass out front, knocked away. There's a scramble for it, and it's going to be picked up by Grant Myers. Another St. Paul turnover. Centura tries to force it underneath, and it's out of bounds off the Cats. And a scene kind of reminiscent of what we had in the first quarter. Quick start for St. Paul. Then they were quiet, and then they got going again. Centura has whittled themselves a little closer here off the inbounds. They get it open for a three. Myers on the way. Still can't buy one. And the rebound grab by Wyatt Stoltenberg. He'll give it to Harrahill, who dribbles it with a left hand across the center circle. Bounce pass over to Schulte on the left wing. Centura staying in that zone. Both teams have been in that most of the game. Vogel back up top. Harrahill, quick catch and shoot three. It skips in and out. No good. Vogel, rebound. Back up and in. He won the battle of the big boys that time, and Landon Vogel feeling good as he comes to the other end. And that breaks a little 5-0 run as Centura tried to lob it into Holcomb, but St. Paul got a hand on it, and a steal is made. 22-15 Cats, 2:10 to go, second quarter. Now Schulte left the ball behind. Fast break the other way, Centura. Myers to the trailer, Holcomb with the layup, too strong. Rebound brought down by Vogel, his fifth, and Coach Ryan says, let's just slow it down. That was fun, but we didn't get anything accomplished, so let's keep the basketball. Dribbling in place, Harrahill, as we are down to 1:45 to go here in the first half on Classic Hits, KKPR-FM, Kearney, Dana Braun, Carol Bolas, and all of our friends here in St. Paul. Vogel, one dribble to the baseline. Stoltenberg back into Vogel. He goes one hand over Holcomb and scores. A little give and go, and Vogel with back-to-back buckets, and the lead is back out to 9, 24-15, St. Paul. Centura They will be at Kearney Catholic Monday night here on Classic Hits to the conference tournament. The three-pointer is up by Myers, no good. Rebound Holcomb, and he is going to be fouled on the way back up. And two free throws coming for Travis Holcomb, who's looking for his first points of the game. And the team fouls are now even at three apiece. That one called on Riley Schulte, his first. That's actually the fourth team foul as the free throw is on the way, and it is no good. Halftime on ESPN 1460. It is Gibbon 30, Kearney Catholic 21 in the boys' game on ESPN 1460. Earlier tonight, Kearney Catholic girls, the easy win, 76-27. Here it was 38-37 in overtime. Centura Holcomb hits the second free throw for his first point of the game. St. Paul 24, Centura 16, 1:10 to go here in the first half. St. Paul to Hara Hill, thought about the long-range bomb. Instead, he just passes to Schulte, rotating it around the perimeter. Here's Jarabic, three, left-hand corner, a little strong. Fight for the loose ball, ends up in the hands of Nate Lemberg. Up the floor comes Centura. Lemberg goes coast-to-coast, and Vogel waits for him, blocks the shot. St. Paul has it 3-on-3. Hara Hill gives it off to the trailer, Stoltenberg. He'll lay it up and score. 10 for Wyatt, the transition bucket off the steal, the lead back to 10. 26-16. And the ball kicked by St. Paul. Getting into the passing lane there was Hara Hill. 37 seconds to go before halftime. And back in for Centura is going to be Grant Myers. 0 for 8 from the outside. Again, if they can just get to their 30%, that means that they're going to hit a few here in the second half and crawl back into it. But they want something to drop. Jose Guzman is back in. Lemberg double team. Back up to Guzman. 30 seconds to go. Dribbles to the high post. Kicks it off to Myers. Looked at the three. Didn't take it. Swings it over. There's an open three on the way by number three, Nate Lemberg, and he'll get the first one of the game. Still 17 seconds to go, 26-19. After missing the first eight, Centura finally finds the range from outside the arc. 8 seconds, Hara Hill swings it over to Schulte. 6 seconds, back to Hara Hill. Dribbles with a left hand into the paint. Jump stop, kicks it back out. Schulte from 16, it's no good. And that brings us to halftime here at St. Paul in the boys' game of our Lou Platt Conference doubleheader. It is St. Paul 26 and Centura 19. We'll be back with the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report right after this on KKPR.
Earn your double-double this basketball season with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our double step-up CD allows you to receive a higher yield for your hard-earned money. Stepping up allows you the opportunity to raise your rate during the life of your CD. Stop by our branch location at 121 West 46th Street to talk with a personal banker today. Pass, shoot, and score with Nebraska Land National Bank. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Convenience isn't defined by how big a business is. It's defined by how convenient it is for you. Brems Health Mart Pharmacy is a hometown business that makes shopping easy. First Health Mart pharmacists know there's nothing more important to you than your family's well-being. Health Mart pharmacies are locally owned pharmacies, and Brems provides the hometown services you want. From prescriptions to gifts to beauty and health aids, and now digital photo processing. Shop Brems Health Mart in downtown St. Paul. Health Mart. Caring for you and about you.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Doug Duda back with you here at St. Paul, where it's time for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time at Ravenna Sanitation. They take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they'll remove it. Ravenna Sanitation serving all of Buffalo County. Halftime of the boys' game, it is St. Paul 26 and Centura 19. Earlier tonight of the girls' game, overtime, but Centura wins their 10th game of their last 11 tries, outlasting St. Paul 38-37. Casey Kolakowski hits the game winner with 3 seconds to go in overtime, and we're joined now by the head coach at Centura, Kathy Mettenbrink. And Kathy, sometimes good teams can not have their best game and find a way to win the game, and that's kind of the way I wrapped it up for the girls tonight. Probably a below average, like I say, 50% of the games have to be below average, and your girls found a way to get it done today.
Well, sometimes you win ugly, and I think that was one of those games. You know, offensively, we didn't shoot the ball very well, and you know, and then we got to the free throw line. When we did, we're aggressive with the ball. We got the free throw line, and I think maybe we were like 1 of 10 in the first half, which was an atrocious. And you know, you knock down those free throws and get your defense set up, and we never ever got a chance to get a press set up or anything like that because we never knocked down any shots.
Yeah, I mean, that's, we talk about that a lot. That's kind of the catch-22. If you can get something down, you get the press on. We saw you do it 3 or 4 times. You score, you steal. It was a game of real mini runs tonight, that like that for both teams.
Well, that's what I told them at halftime. I said, geez, you know, you great opportunity to get to the free throw line so you can switch up on something on defense. And I said, and then we don't knock our free throws down. I said, that just, you know, takes a time where you have a dead spot there. You can change up something and everybody can be on the same page. And we never got that done. And, you know, I thought, you know, St. Paul did a great job of attacking the basket. And, you know, I thought they beat us on dribble penetration, and we didn't do a very good job of containing dribbler tonight. They had us on their hip most of the night.
Five. You mentioned the free throws, 8 of 19 for the game, 5 of 15 going into the fourth quarter. St. Paul seemed to play a pretty good defense on you tonight. And I guess maybe if you don't shoot the ball well, that's one of the reasons why.
Well, and, you know, like told Gleason, you know, she had some shots at the high post, and she was kind of hesitating. I said, geez, you know, when you come off that, if you're wide open, shoot the ball. Don't even think about it. And, you know, and then game gets a little closer, and you get a little tighter and stuff. So, I mean, it happens. And, you know, to get into, you know, we had a 5-point lead or a 4-point lead, and then we turned the ball back-to-back. Turnovers up the top, didn't meet the pass. You know, little things like that hurt us. And, you know, and then they missed a couple free throws down the stretch. That was big in overtime. That, you know, gave us a chance to opportunity to win the ball game.
Yeah, bottom line, this game's tied. Jarabic hits a three to give St. Paul the 37-34 lead. And your girls are calm enough in the last minute to execute when they needed to.
Yeah, I thought we did a good job of attacking at the end. And I think, I don't remember who hit that second to last shot right offhand, but Maddie Roth did. Yeah, that was a big bucket. And, you know, I told Coach I could probably call, you know, I was going to call a timeout and freeze the shooter. And then I thought, no, I'll save that timeout to set up something. And then sometimes it's better just to let them play.
Well,
if
it's in Krolikowski's hand, or maybe, and I always classify her as your best player right now, even though she didn't have 30 points tonight. But when it's in her hands coming up the floor, there's probably no need to burn the timeout.
Yeah, Casey does a great job of attacking the basket, and you know, she found the open lane tonight at the end. And I mean, that was a tough shot at the end. She was going left and pulled up, banked the shot in. So that, you know, that was a big basket for us.
Kathy, for St. Paul, they're off until the conference tournament, but you still have Fullerton, the rematch with Ravenna. You could see Ravenna again next week in the semifinals of the conference tournament. Talk about this stretch and probably before we see you next week in hopefully the semifinals, if you can get past that first-round game.
Well, you know, our month of January is kind of tough. We have 2 or 3 games every week, and, you know, and I looked at, like, St. Paul's schedule, and I think they maybe had 3 games left on
heavy
the regular
descent,
season,
yeah,
and
yeah,
we had 7. I was like, wow, you know, and they had a week to prepare for us. I think their last game was Minden. Was that last Tuesday or something? And, you know, and we played Thursday, Friday. So, you know, it's a tough stretch here, but, you know, I guess play games and get, you know, better and mentally and physically, I guess.
Well, Coach, congratulations. A good run here, 10-1 in the last 11 games, and hope to see you next week at the conference tournament.
Thanks, Doug, for covering us.
You bet. Kathy Mettenbrink, head coach of the Lady Centurions. They win it tonight, 38-37 in overtime. Casey Krolikowski hitting the game winner with 3 seconds to go. Here at halftime of the boys' game, St. Paul leads it 26-19, and we'll give you the numbers right after this.
At Shelter Insurance, our agents love to talk about satisfied customers and how they got that way.
I remember Bob and his old motorcycle. They were joined at the hip. Then somebody helped themselves to it. But because he insured it right, Shelter helped him get a new anniversary edition of the same model. Bob still misses his old bike, but he admits his new seat is a lot more comfortable.
Motorcycles to riding mowers, RVs to bass boats, we've got you covered.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see shelter agent Joe Methy.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Quick. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
Back on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, here are your first half stats. For Centura, Michael Hansen, 2 points and a rebound. Nate Lemberg leads the way with 10 points, 4 rebounds. Grant Myers, 4 points. Jacob Hickok, 2 points, 3 rebounds. Travis Holcomb, 1 point, 2 rebounds. 8 points in the first quarter, 11 in the second. Centura has 19 points, 10 rebounds. 2 out of 4 at the free throw line. 1 of 9 from three-point land and 8 turnovers. For St. Paul, Blake Eshelman has a rebound. Josh Harahill has a three-point bucket and a rebound. Wyatt Stoltenberg, 10 points, 2 rebounds. Riley Schulte, 7 points and a rebound. Dylan Woodgate, a rebound. And Landon Vogel, 6 points, 5 rebounds, and 1 block shot. 16 points in the first quarter, 10 in the second at the half, 26 points, 11 rebounds. 2 out of 2 at the free throw line, 2 of 8 from three-point land, 1 block, 10 turnovers. At the half, St. Paul 26, Centura 19. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report here on Classic Hits. The second half is next.
Agricultural Services Incorporated provides proven tools and services to determine your field's needs. Services include soil sampling, gathering information, field tracking, equipment rental, service and sales, precision custom application of liquid and granular chemicals with experienced personnel, all combined to help you see better yields. You start with the seed, and then it's a never-ending job. Get help in the field from Agricultural Services Incorporated in Bolas, Caro, and Wood River.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, Doug Duda back with you here in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth as the first possession of the second half is Centura off the set play. Myers bounce pass underneath. And the layup is there for Lemberg, his 12th point, and it's 26-21 St. Paul. They got out to 10. Centura has got it back to 5 on a couple of occasions. Now Schulte in the paint. He ran into 2 defenders. The ball is loose. It's still loose. Tipped around off Hickok. It goes out of bounds. It'll be St. Paul ball. Mentioned we'd run down those conference tournament brackets for you. The play-in games are on Monday for the girls. Arcadia Loup City's at Adams Central. Gibbon is at Wood River. For the boys, Centura's at Kearney Catholic, 7 o'clock Monday here on Classic Hits, and St. Paul will be at Wood River. Here's Vogel on the inbound. The three-pointer is no good. Lemberg will grab his 5th rebound. Baseball pass down to Myers, back to Lemberg. He tries to dump it inside. Vogel got a hand on it. Hickok picks it up from the free throw line. His jumper no good. Follows his shot, got it back, put it up and scored. Jacob Hickok stays with it. 4 points, 4 rebounds, and all of a sudden it's a 3-point game. 26-23, going back to the second quarter. It's 7 in a row for the Centurions, staying in that 2-3 zone. Jaravic throws over the top of it to Schulte. Back up top, Harahill playing catch right now. High post to Stoltenberg. Tries to force it inside. Holcomb got a hand on it. Vogel does track it down, though. Same 5 players on the court here to start the third quarter as started the game. Jaravic's 3. Comes up short. Vogel grabbed the loose ball that might have been blocked. Out for another 3. That one is no good for Josh Harahill. And here comes Centura. They could tie it with a 3. 6:20 to go here in the third quarter. Also on the boys' side, Centura, Kearney Catholic winner will play Ravenna coming up on Tuesday night. We've got a timeout here. Centura got themselves in a little bit of a trap there, so a timeout on the floor with 6:13 to go. Third quarter, 26-23, St. Paul.
Milzag Service of Dannenbrog is always geared up and ready to help you in the fields. Whether it's in the heart of the harvest season or during the off-season, make the call to Milzag Service. Mel is experienced repairing international and all tractor brands, along with irrigation parts and accessories. The service you need, when you need it. Count on the one name you need to remember. Melzac Service of Dannenbrog, a proud Centurion sponsor.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Back from our timeout, brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance of Kearney, 26-23 St. Paul. Centura, though, with the basketball. And they'll try to lob it down low and way over the head of Lemberg. They tried to run the same looking play that started the half, but they went through Myers. This time Myers ran into the corner, but they tried to just fake it and go inside. And Centura with their first turnover of the half and their ninth of the game. St. Paul up top looking for their first points here. More than 2 minutes into the third quarter. Vogel in the right-hand corner against the zone. Another three by Harrah Hill. That one is too strong. They've missed seven in a row. Long rebound grabbed by Lemberg at the top of the circle. Outlet pass Myers. He goes in for the layup and scores. Nine in a row by Centura to cut it to one. 26-25 Cats. 5:35 to go here in the third quarter. Harrah Hill up top. Spins it over to Schulte. Schulte just holds the ball. Lemberg pesters him a little bit. Rotated over to Jarabic. Grant. And all of a sudden, St. Paul not doing a whole lot with the basketball. Just shooting threes. Off the dribble penetration. Pulls it up from 17. Harrah Hill just can't get one to go. Vogel, one-handed rebound. He gets clubbed by two or three different players. And they're going to call the foul on the ground. That's the seventh rebound for Vogel. College basketball tonight. It was Michigan State beating Iowa in overtime, 71-69. And in Omaha, 3 minutes to go first half, St. John's trailing Creighton. Creighton up 27-21. The foul was called on Hickok. That's his first. St. Paul works it around the perimeter on the inbounds play, trying to get it on the block to Vogel. Goes to the baseline, now switches with a left-handed hook. Sets on the front of the rim, no good. Rebound brought down by Holcomb, his third. And Centura can take the lead with a bucket here. They were down 26-16 late in the second quarter. Now it's 26-25. Down low to Lemberg again. Blocked from behind by Vogel. Picked back up by Hansen, and he'll get the layup. Hansen stuck with it, and Centura has taken the lead 27-26. That's an 11-0 run. And now a steal. Myers with the steal. First St. Paul turnover of the half. And it's poked away from behind into the cheerleaders at the other end. St. Paul, when you only win a couple of games so far, you get that 10-point lead. You're hoping that that's a good base, and then all of a sudden it's gone, and now Myers off the inbound. His three skips in and out, no good. Rebound, Michael Hansen gets another one. Another three, Myers. That one won't go. Rebound, Schulte. He's trying to clear some space. Better be careful. We had an incident in the girls' game that resulted in an offensive foul, and rightfully so. Schulte kicks it into the corner. Harrah Hill's three, no good. Rebound brought down by Hansen. And St. Paul now ice cold. Haven't scored here in the first 4-10 of this third quarter. And Myers underneath lays it up and in. All of a sudden, Centura has found. They found something at halftime to get the guards to post up. They've got Lemberg and Myers. They've got them down on the low block. Mismatch against St. Paul. And they have scored 13 in a row. 29-26, Centura with a three-point lead. Underneath Vogel, hard pass, can't grab it, then he fouls. Frustrating. Landon was trying to get the ball back, and he is going to commit his third personal foul. First foul of the half. Again, Thursday night, SEM is at Amherst here on Classic Hits. Friday, Elm Creek will take on Overton. Saturday, the Kearney Catholic boys are at McCook on ESPN 1460. Monday, the Centura boys are at Kearney Catholic, 7 o'clock here on Classic Hits. to open up our coverage of the Lou Platt Conference Tournament. We'll have all the semifinals and finals next week in Ord here on Classic Hits. As they get it down low, Lemberg, he spins, takes that half step, and lays it up and in. 31-26, and St. Paul will take the timeout. St. Paul scoreless in the first 5 minutes of the half. Meantime, Centura has scored 15 in a row. The Centurions, 31, and St. Paul, 26. Here on Classic Hits, this timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance.
Just arrived at Crossroads Ford in Kearney. 2013 Ford Taurus Limited. Low miles, has navigation, sunroof, heated front seats. 2011 Ford Fusion SEL 4-door V6 has sunroof and leather heated front seats with low miles. 2010 Nissan Altima SL has sunroof and leather. 2011 Ford Edge Limited, all-wheel drive, low miles, navigation, Vista roof, leather. All have had multi-point inspection and are ready to sell fast. That's Crossroads Ford, Kearney.
Doug Duda back with you here in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth at St. Paul with 2:56 to go in the third quarter. 31-26, Centura has scored 15 in a row. By the way, the boys bracket, we told you about the both these games will play the play-in game. St. Paul Wood River winner plays Donovan Trumbull. The Centura Kearney Catholic winner plays Ravenna. Gibbon plays Arcadia Loup City. Ord plays Adams Central in the quarterfinals. Out of the timeout, St. Paul is going to try and get that ball inside, and a foul. Wyatt Stoltenberg on the way up. He'll get a chance to go to the line. This is only the second trip to the line tonight for St. Paul. Stoltenberg leads the team with 10 points. The foul was on Hickok, his second. And the free throw is too strong. No good. Still looking for that first point of the second half are the Wildcats of St. Paul. And Stoltenberg's free throw is good. Finally got the ice broken here on this end of the floor. 31-27. That'll snap a 15-0 run by Centura. But will they make it a big run, just giving up that point to St. Paul against the 2-3 zone? Both teams have stayed zone. For the most part, Hansen lobs it backside. Lemberg's there, got his guys in the air, and then a foul will be called. Lemberg leaned in there and got the call. Landon Vogel with his fourth foul, and he's going to have to come out of the game with 2:28 to go in the third quarter. So frustrating right now for St. Paul. They haven't been able to score. Then the big guy gets his fourth foul, and Lemberg's free throw is in and out, no good. Lemberg has a game-high 14 points. Here comes Blake Eshelman and Taylor Lauber into the game for St. Paul. Second free throw now by Lemberg on the way, and it's bouncing around, and it goes in. So Lemberg hits 1-2. He's got 15 points, and it's 32-27 Centura. St. Paul into the right-hand corner. Lauber out to Harrahill, 4-3. Can't get it to go. Rebound momentarily was in the hands of Eshelman, but ended up with Grant Myers. Up the floor come the Centurions, leading it by 5. 2:10 to go, third quarter, 32-27. Lob it into Holcomb. He has his shot blocked. The foul going to be called. And that one will be on Wyatt Stoltenberg. Thought he had a clean one. And again, just when it looks like St. Paul hasn't had a lot go their way here in the third quarter, when it looks like something is going to go their way, it's frustrating when it doesn't. So Travis Holcomb, 1 of 2 at the line for his only point, puts the first free throw up, and it is short. Checking in will be Austin Helzer, 5'8 junior. And checking out will be Dylan Woodgate. Second free throw now for Holcomb. It's on the way, and that's good. So he got 1 of 2 each time. 33-27. Centura has outscored St. Paul 14-1 here in the third quarter. We're down to 2 minutes to go. Top of the key, Harrahill working it around the perimeter into the corner to Eshelman. Eshelman knocked out of his hands by Holcomb. Again earlier tonight in the girls' game, 38-37 overtime. Centura found a way to win it. They led a lot of the game, then St. Paul came back and looked like they were going to win it, but down 3 in the last minute. Centura scores twice to win the game. Here's Stoltenberg, and he got his man in the air and a foul called on Grant Myers. Good job there by Stoltenberg. Myers with his first personal foul. That is the third team foul. And for Stoltenberg, he's 1 of 2 at the line, leads the way for the Cats with 11 points. Right now, they just need some points. Free throw is up, and it is no good. Centura will go to Fullerton on Thursday, and they'll host Ravenna on Friday. And then St. Paul, this is it. They're done until the Luplat Conference Tournament, which they will play Monday night when they go to Wood River. Second free throw good. So Stoltenberg gets one of two. He's got 12 points and the only two in the quarter for St. Paul. A minute and a half to go. 33-28 is your score. Centura now by five. Myers back up top. Hansen swings it over Lemberg. Right wing to Myers. Making him chase the three. Hansen for three. It's no good. They're still one of 12 from out there. And on the rebound, a foul called on Centura. Grab the ball. And that looks like it'll go on Hansen, who ended up with the basketball. And for Michael, it'll be his second and the team's fourth. This is KKPR-FM, Kearney, St. Paul, Bolas, and the World Wide Web, PlatteRiverPreps.com. Say hello to the folks listening in Farwell and Elba tonight, as we've got a minute to go in the third quarter, 33-28, Centura. St. Paul, Harrahill, dribbles to the left elbow, draws the double team to Jarabic, open three, and that's good. Grant Jarabic with his first bucket of the game, the first bucket of the half for St. Paul, and it's 33-31, and Dave Oman wants to call a timeout here. We've got 46 seconds, I believe it is, on the clock, and a full-length timeout by Centura. That'll leave them with two. We'll take it with them. It's 33-31 Centura. This timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance.
Convenience isn't defined by how big a business is. It's defined by how convenient it is for you. Brems Health Mart Pharmacy is a hometown business that makes shopping easy. First Health Mart pharmacists know there's nothing more important to you than your family's well-being. Health Mart pharmacies are locally owned pharmacies, and Brems provides the hometown services you want. From prescriptions to gifts to beauty and health aids, and now digital photo processing. Shop Brems Health Mart in downtown St. Paul. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Car insurance isn't about the car. It's about the precious cargo the car carries. It's about providing security and confidence that if an accident occurs, you'll be protected. I'm Dave Challey of Barney Insurance. As a local independent agent, we can design an insurance program that's just right for you and your family, providing safe, sound, secure insurance protection from Auto Owners Insurance. Stop by or give us a call.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Another close game currently airing on ESPN 1460 AM and PlatteRiverPreps.com. At the end of three, the Gibbon boys lead Kearney Catholic 44-39. Centura has the ball out of the timeout. They ran about 10 seconds off, so we're down to 30 seconds to go here in the quarter. They lead it 33-31 now at St. Paul. And just playing keep away. Looks like they will hold for the last shot here out of that timeout. Top of the circle with it is Lemberg. He's got 15 points. DeMyers takes the three with 15 seconds left. It ends up in the hands of Holcomb with the rebound and the bucket. It was an air ball three, and that ended up being exactly what they needed. 6 seconds, St. Paul, Harrahill over to Jarabic. Back to Harrahill, 2 seconds, 1 second, Schulte, three at the horn, good! The three-pointer, and that's one more than what Holcomb got at the other end, so Ryan Schulte gets his 10th point, and back-to-back threes by St. Paul allow them to cut the lead to one. We're at the end of three quarters, Centura 35, St. Paul 34 here on Classic Hits.
For years, the Bosch & Sons name has meant solid welding for Central Nebraska, and it's a reputation you can count on when it's needed most. If it's made of metal, Bosch & Sons Welding and Repair can fix it. For new or repairs on cattle panels, feed bunks, chutes, or anything around the farm, contact Bosch Welding and Repair at 207 South High Street in Cairo. For solutions, call Bosch for a tight weld.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Well, St. Paul didn't score in the first 6 minutes of this quarter, but they did get 8 points over the last 2 minutes, and both teams took better care of the basketball. And as we go to the fourth quarter of play, your score is Centura 35 and St. Paul 34. Centura outscored St. Paul 16-8 in the fourth quarter. St. Paul will get the ball in the game as Tyler Howard. He was in on the last possession of the third quarter. Out to Jurovic for the three. It's all the way around and out. No good. Rebound Stoltenberg. He kicks it back out for a three, and that one is good by Harahill. So they got two shots at the three, and Harahill hits it, and St. Paul's back on top, 37-35. So even after that long scoring drought where Centura scored 15 in a row, St. Paul has the lead. Try to get it underneath the Holcomb. It's knocked out of bounds. It'll stay Centura basketball. 15 points for Nathan Lemberg and 6 rebounds to lead Centura. St. Paul has 12 from Wyatt Stoltenberg, 10 from Riley Schulte. And here's Lemberg for a three, left-hand corner, no good. Rebound brought down by Howard, and Centura still continues to struggle from the outside. They are 1 of 14 from three-point land. St. Paul is now 5 of 17. Jurovic right wing, bounce pass inside. Stoltenberg muscles it up, no good. Rebound brought down by Lemberg. That's number 7. 37-35 St. Paul, a minute into the fourth quarter. Lemberg at the top of the circle, swings it over to Hansen, skip pass over the top of the zone to Hunter Kasperson. His pass gets out there off the tip. Harahill got just a little bit of it and picked up there by Lemberg against the 2-3 zone. Throwing over the top, Hansen dumps it down the baseline. Hickok, nice move, off the glass and in. Jacob Hickok with his 6th point, and we are tied at 37 with 6.5 to go. So two tight ball games here tonight in the Luplant Conference at St. Paul. 37 all. Girls game went to overtime. Centura won it by one on a Casey Krolikowski bucket with 3 seconds to go. Here's Harahill. He'll try another three, but that one's no good. Long rebound. Lemberg able to get to it first. And Nate will bring the ball into the front court, and it's going to be stolen away. Harahill with the steal. He'll take it to the hoop. 360 move around. Lemberg up and in, and a foul. What a move by Josh Harahill. That was only the 2nd turnover of the half on Centura. In fact, they had 5 of the first quarter, and I've got him for only 5 total since then. The foul on Lemberg is his 2nd. It is the 5th team foul. And Josh Harahill with his first 2-point bucket to go along with a pair of threes. And he's still got a chance at a 3-point play. Here comes Jose Guzman in for Centura. He's out there with Myers, Hansen, Hickok, and Holcomb. Free throw up, and it is in for Josh Harahill, who's got 6 quick points here to start the fourth quarter. And St. Paul back on top, 40-37. They were up by 10 on a couple of occasions in the first half. But then Centura went on a 15-0 run and had the lead. Now Centura trails by 3. Working it around the perimeter. It'll be Guzman, throws it over to Myers for a 3 to tie the game. It's off the front of the iron, no good. Holcomb got the rebound, back up and in. Travis Holcomb with his 2nd offensive putback of the game. Cuts it to 1, 40-39, St. Paul, 5.5 to go. Jurovic throws over the top to Woodgate, who's back in. Woodgate, he's going to try a 3. It comes up short. Ball is tapped out into the hands of Hickok from Michael Hansen. 40-39, Centura. Hansen goes in. He's down 1. He puts up the little floater off the jump stop. It's no good. Fight for the rebound. We've got a jump ball between Hansen and Woodgate. And the arrow points the way of the Centurions. Don't forget, at the end of the game, the Misco Sports postgame show will have all the final stats, coach interviews, score updates from around the area. Lemberg, after the short breather, is in. Gibbon 51-50, under a minute to go over Kearney Catholic on ESPN 1460. Off the inbound, Myers straightaway 3, comes up way short, but crashing into the wall to save the rebound is Jacob Hickok into Lemberg. Lemberg will be fouled. And remember, Landon Vogel has been down for the last 5.5 minutes with 4 fouls. And here the foul is on Woodgate, his first, team's 4th. Coming in is Austin Helzer for St. Paul. Centura ball underneath their own hoop. Lemberg's open straight away. 17-footer, no. Rebound comes out long to Harrahill. Harrahill pushing the tempo, 2-on-2. He drives. It's no good. A little bit of contact. Rebound brought down Helzer. He has his shot blocked and taken away by Holcomb. Up the floor quickly, Hickok. Hickok into the paint, coast to coast, and a charge. Schulte got set there, and Hickok will be whistled for his third personal foul. And now Vogel will re-enter the game with 4:45 to go. He's got four fouls. Nobody else, I don't think, that I have for St. Paul has more than one. For Centura, Hickok has three, and then Lemberg and Hansen each have two. And with 4:45 to go, St. Paul clinging to a 40-39 lead as Harrahill brings it into the front court. Over to Jarabic, back to Josh. Dribbles once to the left and gives it to Helzer to the baseline. Schulte, Vogel, the fifth man in there. Now a deep three on the way. Harrahill comes up short. Long rebound comes out to Schulte. Another three, Jarabic. It's no good. Backside rebound. Holcomb grabs his sixth. So a few threes there at the end of the third and start of the fourth, and now four straight misses for the Wildcats. They're 5 of 21. Spread the floor. Centura, Guzman up top, dribbling to the weak side. The right side is Lemberg. Decides to drive. He got fouled. Harrahill just reached right in there and grabbed his arm. Officials are going to double-check that they got the same man. And Josh with his second personal foul, fifth team foul on St. Paul. And back in Hickok, back out Guzman for Coach Dave Oman. Again, Centura just three wins and St. Paul two, so both teams really itching for one tonight. Here's a jump shot from 12, no good by Myers. The ball is loose. Vogel knows he can't fight for it too hard. It's picked up by Holcomb, knocked out of his hands to Hansen, and it's Centura ball. Rotated to Myers, weak side to the cutter. Hickok turns around from 8 off the glass, too strong. Ball kicked out there by Hickok. It ends up in Lemberg's hands. He'll get it down to Holcomb. And before he can shoot, there's a foul. And if it's on Vogel, he's done. And it's not. It's on Helzer. That'll be the first on Austin. Team fouls are even at 6. Woodgate back in. And Stoltenberg back in for St. Paul. Vogel, Schulte, and Harrahill stay on the floor. So Centura ball underneath their own hoop. They'll box the lane, get it to Lemberg. They double-team Holcomb, so they'll keep it on the outside. Lemberg drives into the double-team, runs into the arm of Vogel. They let it go. It's out of bounds. It'll be St. Paul ball. Vogel's going to get credit, I guess, for a block shot there. That would be his third. And now the scoring has stopped again. 3.5 to go in the game. St. Paul 40, Centura 39. Here on Classic Hits, a little backcourt pressure. St. Paul trouble and a timeout call. So a timeout by the Wildcats. That'll leave each team with 2. 3:20 to go in our basketball game. St. Paul 40, Centura 39. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy Shelter Insurance. For a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Joe Methy Shelter Insurance, Kearney.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to PrairieiNet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
Are you satisfied with your current Pivot dealer? Are your warranty issues handled efficiently? Does your current Pivot dealer have years of design experience to put the right product in your fields that will save you time and money? If you answered no to any of these questions, then you owe it to yourself to call Stoltenberg Irrigation, your Valley Pivot dealer. Ed can design a Valley Pivot system from start to finish to meet your specific needs. Stoltenberg Irrigation sets the standard for pivot sales and service in central Nebraska. Need a reference? Ask your neighbor. Stoltenberg Irrigation is
the best darn pivot dealer around.
Back with you here in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. A one-point game with 3.5 to go. St. Paul has the basketball, leading it 40-39. Harrahill dumps it into the corner. Here's Woodgate, 15-footer, no good. And we're fighting for the rebound, and they're going to call Grant Myers coming from the backside and shoving Schulte, and the board actually was grabbed by Lemberg, so didn't need the shove. And that puts both teams into the 1-1 for Myers, his second. Riley Schulte, his first free throw attempt of the night is up and in. 11 points for the junior Riley Schulte. 41-39, St. Paul. 3:06 to go. Second free throw for Schulte. On the way and good. So Schulte hits them both. 42-39. St. Paul now up by three. They were up by 10 in the first half. Then Centura scored 15 in a row from the second quarter into the third and took the lead out to six. And now it's back the other way. 2:50 to go. Centura, they're 1 of 16 from three-point land. Keep in mind, Myers down to Holcomb. Outside the paint, gets it up top. Lemberg tries to drive on Harrahill. Ball knocked away, and St. Paul's going to get credit for the steal. Lemberg thought maybe there was a little foul, but that's not the case. And up the floor with it, Harrahill. Trying to draw the foul, didn't get it. Into the left-hand corner to Vogel. His pass through the lane, dangerous, but Schulte got it, drives, and scores. That spun around the hoop three times, and Schulte gets the bucket. 44-39, St. Paul. 2:15 to go. Hansen, skip pass back over to Myers. Up top, Lemberg. Back to Hansen. He'll fire the three. It is no good. Vogel with the rebound. And they're relying on the three, and it has let them down here tonight. 2 minutes to go. St. Paul the ball on a 44-39 lead. Schulte will hold it. They're going to try and get Centura to come out of this zone for the first time tonight. Both teams are in the one-and-one. Now Schulte, Myers comes out on him, and they do have him in the man-to-man. Over to Woodgate. Back to Schulte. Still a lot of time. You do not have to foul here. And now St. Paul facing man-to-man for the first time. Harrahill drives to Woodgate for three, and it's in and out, no good. Rebound brought down by Lemberg. That would have just about done it had that fall. Down to the other end, the ball's loose, but Hickok picks it up. Shot no good, follows his shot, drives, shoots, sits on the rim. It will not go. Rebound brought down by Harrahill. St. Paul now in control. 1:15 remains in the game. 44-39. Harrahill with the dribble. Keeping it outside the arc. 5 second count on. Finally gets it to Schulte. And now finally a foul with 1:02 to go on Lemberg. And that'll be his third. The eighth team foul. St. Paul tonight is 7 of 9 at the free throw line. And at the line is Schulte, who made 2 free throws earlier in the quarter. He has 14 points to lead the team tonight. Looking for their third win of the season. And the front end of the 1-and-1 is up, and it's no good. In and out. Rebound brought down by Hickok, his eighth. Jacob pushes the ball up the floor. Centura's got time. They just need to make a bucket. And here's a three on the way that is no good by Kasperson, but the rebound by Hansen. They'll get another chance for the three. Lemberg, no good. Ball goes out of bounds off St. Paul. 43 seconds to go. And now Coach Oben going to call a timeout. They need a bucket, 2, 3, any kind. 43 seconds remains in the basketball game. Centura has the ball. St. Paul has the lead, 44-39. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
And welcome back to the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth here in St. Paul. If you're in the market for a newer used car, truck, or SUV, let Crossroads Ford and Kearney help. There's no games, gimmicks, or silly extra fees to fill out the paperwork. Just great service and people that care for their customers. Crossroads Ford, your proud supporter of area teams and athletes at 4210 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or search the inventory online at crossroads-ford.com. 43 seconds to go in our game. It is St. Paul 44, Centura 39. Centurions with the basketball. And they'll get it underneath their own hoop with Lemberg. They've got Holcomb, Myers, Hickok, and Hansen on the floor. They'll box the lane to get it in. And they'll throw it out top to Myers, trying to get Lemberg open in the corner. He's not, so they go back to Myers. Passes on the shot, back over to Lemberg. Fakes the three, drives baseline off a couple of screens, got pushed, puts it up, and scores! A chance for a three-point play the hard way for Lemberg. That's only the sixth point of the fourth quarter for Centura, and 17 game-high points for the six-foot senior. And that is it for Landon Vogel. He has fouled out of the game, 6 points all in the first half, a team-high 8 rebounds and 3 block shots. He'll foul out with 32 seconds to go in the game. But now Lemberg, a chance to cut it to 2. And Jarabit comes back in. 32 seconds remaining. Big free throw here for Lemberg. It's on the way, and it's good. 18 for Lemberg, 44-42. St. Paul gets it into Schulte. They trap him in a timeout by St. Paul. It is a full-length timeout. They'll have one remaining. 30 seconds to go in the game. St. Paul 44 and Centura 42. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors and to Athletic Director Rick Peters and the folks here at St. Paul for their hospitality. College basketball, they're just underway in the second half. 18:40 to go. It is Creighton 31, St. John's 27. Wichita State undefeated, stayed that way, beating Loyola of Illinois 57-45 tonight. And in overtime, Michigan State beat Iowa 71-69. Kentucky trails at the half at LSU 42-36. Here it is 44-42, St. Paul. They have the ball, 30 seconds to go. Full court pressure center. They get it into Jarabic in the backcourt. Right back over to Heron Hill. Not fouling yet. Good strategy up to Schulte. And then there's the foul. That is the way you do it. Veteran coach Dave Oben needs to show that to most of the younger coaches around the state. Tried to get that 10-second call. Tried to get the trap. When they didn't, they committed the foul. And that's on Jacob Hickok, his fourth. It is still a 1-1 for Riley Schulte. The front end is up, and it is going to hit the rim and roll over. He's 3 of 4, missed the front end of the 1-1 last time. This time he hits it. 23 seconds to go, 45-42 St. Paul. Second free throw, Schulte up and good. Nothing but net. It's a 2-possession game. One timeout remaining. Myers throws it backwards, almost stolen away. Back to Myers. Deep three. Grant up short. No good. Long rebound. They let it go out of bounds. It will be St. Paul basketball, I do believe. Yes, it will be. Good job there by Grant Jarabic not to let the Centurions get to it. 14 seconds to go. Schulte trying to get it in, and he does, to Jarabic, and they need to foul him, and they do, with 12 and a half. And that is also the 10th team foul. So 2 free throws for Grant Jarabic, who has not shot a free throw, has hit 1 3-point bucket. Coming up, the Misco Sports postgame show with all the final stats. Stay with us. So Centura is going to have to score and get the quick timeout. The first of 2, Jarabic is up and short. So what that means is Centura doesn't even need a 3. If they got an open lane to the bucket, take it in and make the layup. Second free throw for Jarabic. On the way, it's good. So it's a 5-point game. Up the floor with it, Lemberg. Nathan to the right wing. Bounce pass in the corner. Then a pass back out to him is tipped out of bounds. And that might take a little too much time. 7:04 to go. So Centura's got to throw it in and shoot it right away here. And they'll throw it out to half court. Hickok back into the corner. Myers, his 3-pointer on the way. No good. And the ball is loose. Hickok's got it. Puts it underneath the Holcomb at the horn. He will score. They'll go ahead and count it, but it won't matter as St. Paul gets the win here at home tonight by a score of 47-44 over the Centurions. And both teams are now 3-13 on the season. Centerra will play at Fullerton Thursday and host Ravenna Friday. And St. Paul is off until the opening round of the Luplat Conference Tournament Monday night at Wood River. But St. Paul gets their second home win of the season here tonight, 47-44. We'll recap it all for you on the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Stay with us here on Classic Hits.
The three L's of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our five Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Going to Bowen, is out for three, good.
Few things heat up a cold night like high school basketball.
Gives it off in the paint, little jump stop. They let Dalton Bender go with that one. He'll lay it up and in.
If you can't be there in person, be there on the radio with Platte River Radio or PlatteRiverPreps.com on the web. Better yet, tell the story of your business to a loyal fan base.
Jackson will fire a three, and he hits the three.
To advertise on Platte River Radio Sports, call us at 800-237-5577.
Asher dishes down to the left baseline. A shot by Poppy is up and in.
Mills Ag Service of Dannenbrog is always geared up and ready to help you in the fields. Whether it's in the heart of the harvest season or during the off-season, make the call to Mills Ag Service. Mel is experienced repairing international and all tractor brands, along with irrigation parts and accessories. The service you need, when you need it. Count on the one name you need to remember. Mills Ag Service of Dannenbrog, a proud Centurion sponsor.
And welcome back to the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. Doug Duda, producer and engineer Stacy Johns, back with you here in St. Paul, where our Luplat Conference doubleheader. Both games came down to the wire. We even went overtime for the girls. Centura won at 38-37 in overtime, and St. Paul picks up the boys' win 47-44. It's time now for the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports Incorporated has been keeping you geared up for the games for years and will continue to do so with their storefront location at Ord, a great selection to choose from, and you'll have your game on when you shop Misco Sports, taking care of our area athletes and schools for decades. Here's a look at the final stats. First of all, we want to let you know that Kearney Catholic and Gibbon Boys are currently in overtime. That game is on ESPN 1460. Kearney Catholic boys will play Centura in the opening play-in game Monday night in Kearney at 7. We'll have it for you here on Classic Hits. And for Centura, they had no points off of the bench tonight. All five starters were able to contribute, but they just couldn't get the long ball to go, and that ends up being one of the major differences in this game. Michael Hansen, 4 points, 5 rebounds. Nathan Lemberg led the way tonight for Centura, as he has most of the season. He averages 15.5 points. Tonight he got 18 points, 10 rebounds. Grant Myers, 8 points, 1 rebound. Jacob Hickok, 6 points and 8 rebounds as he worked all night long. And Travis Holcomb, 8 points, 8 rebounds, and a block shot. 10 rebounds in the first half, but 22 in the second half for Centura. Free throw shooting, 2 of 4 in the first half, 3 of 5 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 1 of 9 in the first half, and 0 of 10 in the second half. Turnovers, 8 in the first half, 3 in the second half, as both teams against that zone handled it better in the second half of play. Centura had 19 points at halftime. They picked up 25 in the second half. They had a 15-0 run carry from the end of the second to the start of the third, but then they kind of bogged down and finished with 44 points, 32 rebounds, 5 out of 9 at the free throw line, 1 out of 19 from three-point land, 1 block, 11 turnovers. Centura now 3-13. They'll play at Fullerton Thursday and host Ravenna Friday and play at Kearney Catholic in the opening game of the conference tournament Monday, so a busy stretch for the Centurions. We'll be back and look at the final numbers for St. Paul after this on the Misco Sports Postgame Show.
Convenience isn't defined by how big a business is. It's defined by how convenient it is for you. Brems Health Mart Pharmacy is a hometown business that makes shopping easy. First Health Mart pharmacists know there's nothing more important to you than your family's well-being. Health Mart pharmacies are locally owned pharmacies, and Brems provides the hometown services you want, from prescriptions to gifts to beauty and health aids, and now digital photo processing. Shop Brems Health Mart in downtown St. Paul. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Are you satisfied with your current Pivot dealer? Are your warranty issues handled efficiently? Does your current Pivot dealer have years of design experience to put the right product in your fields that will save you time and money? If you answered no to any of these questions, then you owe it to yourself to call Stoltenberg Irrigation, your Valley Pivot dealer. Ed can design a Valley Pivot system from start to finish to meet your specific needs. Stoltenberg Irrigation sets the standard for pivot sales and service in central Nebraska. Need a reference? Ask your neighbor. Stoltenberg Irrigation is
the best darn pivot dealer around.
And welcome back to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Centura had only their five starters score. St. Paul only had their five starters score tonight, but they're able to get the job done. Grant Jarabic with 4 points. Blake Eshelman had a rebound. Austin Helzer had a rebound. Tyler Howard had a rebound. So when the guys got in, even if it was for a little bit of time, they were able to manage something out there. Josh Harrahill had a good start to the fourth quarter. 6 of his 9 points were in that fourth quarter. He had 3 rebounds. Wyatt Stoltenberg had 8 in the first quarter. Then they quieted him down, but he still ended up with 12 points, 3 rebounds. Riley Schulte ended up with a team-high 16 points and 3 rebounds. Dylan Woodgate had a couple of rebounds. And Landon Vogel, 6 points, 8 rebounds to lead the team and 3 block shots. 11 rebounds in each half. Free throw shooting, 2 of 2 in the first half and 8 of 12 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 2 of 8 in the first half of play, and in the second half, 3 of 14. Turnovers. Outside of that second quarter, St. Paul really took care of the ball. They had 2 in the first, 2 in the third, none in the fourth, but they had 8 in that second quarter, so 10 in the first half, 2 in the second half. St. Paul was up 7 at halftime, but that was in the middle of that 15-0 run by the Centurions. They ended up with 26 points in the first half, 21 in the second half, and finished with 47 points, 22 rebounds, 10 out of 14 at the free throw line, 5 of 22 from three-point land, 3 blocks, 12 turnovers. Good enough for a 47-44 win over their rival Centura, and they're now 3-13 and will play again on Monday night over at Wood River in the opening round of the conference tournament. And second win at home, and I don't know how much he knows about the rivalry, but Derek Reinsch, a great chance to catch up with you, Coach. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. Really appreciate that. And it never hurts beating the rival, especially on the home floor. You know, you really want to protect this place. All I've heard all week from all of the fans and the kids is just how much this game would mean. And they came out and they really wanted it. And they, you know, they battled some adversity, definitely, but they really got the job done tonight.
Both teams came out, and if I had it right, each team scored on their first three possessions and were setting at 6-6.
Yep.
And then you basically shut down Centura, and that's kind of where the rough part of their game tonight, they couldn't make any three-pointers. Usually when a team's red hot, you say, well, they can't be that hot all night. And when they're that cold, they can't be that cold all night, but they weren't falling. But anyway, you got a couple of key threes. You didn't shoot lights out from there, but that kind of seemed to set the kids at ease.
Yeah, it did. And, you know, really the threes that we hit weren't early. They were at the key moments. You know, Grant Jarabic hit a three, I think, to put us up 2 late in the third there. And, I mean, those kids just really stepped up when we needed it. When we needed to make a play, it seemed like one of the role players was willing to step up and take that shot. You know, at the beginning of the year, we weren't quite there. Once we buckled down defensively and started getting to the spots we wanted to get to and really started trapping a lot more, good things started happening. And once the kids have started buying into the defense part, they're starting to figure things out a little bit.
Talk about the part where when you only have 2, 3, 4 wins at this point of the season, everybody starts to worry when Centura goes on that big run. Didn't seem like so much at the end of the third quarter or end of the second quarter, but you guys just didn't have it to start the third quarter. What happened there?
Well, you know, I think some of it was some of our starters logged a lot of minutes that first quarter. And, you know, that whole confidence thing, we've been preaching, and one of our big things this year is just on next play and composure. And if a team's making that run, how are we going to react to it? And I thought, you know, tonight it finally showed that they really started reacting a lot better at it. You know, I know we only have 3 wins on the year, but when you start looking at our second half of the schedule since holiday tournament, we've played a lot of teams really well. You know, we had York down. They were down 8 with 2 minutes to go. We were down 8 with 2 minutes to go. We played hard out at Kearney Catholic, missing a lot of guys with the flu. The Minden game was very misleading. You know, we lost by 29, but we shoot 2 of 19 from 3 and 12 of 37 from the field. You know, once we started getting our shots to fall, it makes a big difference.
Always helped, doesn't it?
Oh, man, the kids really pick it up once they start seeing those shots go down, and it just puts everybody at ease a lot more.
Yeah, we mentioned whatever the stretch was there over the last minute of the second quarter, but not scoring the first 6 minutes of the third quarter, but you still manage to get 8 points on the board in those final two minutes, which then makes it a game going into the fourth quarter.
Oh, exactly, because Centura, they played hard. They play extremely hard. They did a lot of things well. Once they went to that 2-3, we got extremely stagnant. You know, we quit moving. We weren't attacking. I thought Riley Schulte had his best game of the year. And at key moments, you know, when we went on that 8-0 run there in the third, I think he probably had three or four drives where he finished hard at the hole. And, a stat that won't ever really get shown is the big screening and really pinning down the middle guy of that, giving him an open lane, which is, you know, it's great. I mean, just a screen assist, it doesn't show up in the stat book, but it's just one kid making the play for the next kid and then everybody finishing it.
Talking with St. Paul coach Derek Reinsch after their win tonight over Centura. Now you'd probably like to play again tomorrow, but you don't have one at all the rest of the week, and you get ready for Monday's game, which, again, I'm sure the kids will think is winnable, although Wood River doesn't look like a 7 seed. This is such a deep conference this year. Just talk about getting ready for Monday.
Yeah, you know, I mean, anytime you're looking at your conference bracket and you see Kearney Catholic as a 9 seed, you know that your conference is loaded. I mean, they were just state rated. Obviously, the last 3 weeks have been extremely weird for us in the terms of we've only had about 1 week or one game a week. So we've been able to get a lot of things done, working on some of the small things. You know, we felt that we played decent against Wood River, and they played extremely well against us. And I think now we're playing a lot better at this time of the year. You know, the first time we played them, we had 28 turnovers and we gave up 18 offensive rebounds. So that'll be two big things that we're going to stress extremely hard during this week. I know the kids are very anxious to get back out. They have a lot of confidence right now. They really enjoy going out there and working together as a unit, and it's starting to show a lot more. You know, Wood River's going to be a tough test, especially on their home floor. You know, they are probably one of the best 7 seeds in a C1 conference out there right now. I mean, when they're on, they are on. And so it'll be another tough test, very tough test for us.
Well, Coach, congratulations on the win. We'll let you go enjoy it a little bit, and we'll see you down the road.
Awesome. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Head coach of the St. Paul Wildcats, Derek Reinsch. They win it tonight 47-44, and we'll wrap it up after this on the Bisco Sports Postgame Show.
For years, the Bosch & Sons name has meant solid welding for Central Nebraska, and it's a reputation you can count on when it's needed most. If it's made of metal, Bosch & Sons Welding and Repair can fix it. For new or repairs on cattle panels, feed bunks, chutes, or anything around the farm, contact Bosch Welding and Repair at 207 South High Street in Cairo. For solutions, call Bosch for a tight weld.
Agricultural Services Incorporated provides proven tools and services to determine your field's needs. Services include soil sampling, gathering information, field tracking, equipment rental, service and sales, precision custom application of liquid and granular chemicals with experienced personnel, all combined to help you see better yields. You start with the seed, and then it's a never-ending job. Get help in the field from Agricultural Services Incorporated in Bolas, Cairo, and Wood River.
And in overtime tonight on ESPN 1460, the Kearney Catholic boys rally from at least as many as 11 down, we saw. And they beat Gibbon tonight in Gibbon in overtime by a score of 62-60. Man, is it going to be some kind of conference tournament coming up next week. Let's take a look at some of the other scores from tonight around the area. And we will start with girls basketball here. And in girls' play, it was Adams Central over Hastings High tonight, 59-51. Ainsworth beat Cozad, 50-29. Amherst over Elwood, 63-42. Axtell beat Eustis Farnham. There is a big score because Eustis Farnham is one of the top seeds in the Fort Kearney Conference girls. Axtell got everybody back now. They're a 7 seed, and they win tonight 35-27. Blue Hill, no problem with Lawrence Nelson, 71-22. Broken Bow over Gothenburg, 40-27. Of course, our game here, Centura beats St. Paul in overtime, 38-37. Cross County in overtime beats Bruning Davenport Shickley, 52-50. St. Cecilia over Lincoln Christian in the Centennial Conference Tournament, 46-28. Kearney Catholic girls beat Gibbon, 76-27 tonight. Some other girls' games of note, Grand Island Northwest over Seward in the Central Conference Tournament, 67-45. Ord edged Wood River, 41-38. Overton beat Shelton 58-30. Palmer over Burwell 52-36. Ravenna girls beat Elm Creek tonight 54-36. SCM over Twin Loop 34-23. Sutton beat Sterling 47-33. And Wilcox Hildreth girls beat Silver Lake 41-33. In boys action tonight, Amherst 81, Elwood 71. Archbishop Bergen beat Grand Island Central Catholic 68-32 for the boys tonight in the Centennial Conference. Axtell rolls Eustace Farnham 79-42. Brooding Davenport Shickley over McCool Junction 62-45. Spalding Academy beaten for only the second time this year by Boyd County 56-53. Also tonight in boys, Kensington Thunder Ridge, Kansas beat Franklin 56-26. And South Loop over Sutherland 64-49. Southern Valley beat Arapaho 68-36. SEM boys over Twin Loop 52-30. And York beat Grand Island Northwest 73-48. In college basketball tonight, the big game in the Big Ten went overtime as well. Michigan State beat Iowa 71-69. Wichita State beat Loyola of Chicago to remain undefeated 57-45. And Creighton now has pulled away from St. John's, leading it 48-30 with 11:32 to go in that contest. Again tonight, it was the girls' game, 38-37 Centura in overtime. Nobody got into double figures, but Casey Krolikowski hit the game winner with 3 seconds to go in overtime. St. Paul was led by Sam Jarovic, who had 10 points, 9 for Kyla Wood-Levich in the ball game. And in the boys' game tonight, Nate Lemberg had 18 points and 10 rebounds for Centura, but they fall 3 short to St. Paul. 16 for Riley Schulte, 12 for Wyatt Stoltenberg. You've been listening to the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports, taking care of our area schools and athletes for decades and will continue to do so. You'll be better equipped for the games you play when you're geared up at Misco's. For our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda. Thanks for listening. Hope to see you again at our next venue. Thursday, SEM at Amherst. Friday, Elm Creek Overton here on Classic Hits. Saturday, Kearney Catholic boys are at McCook on ESPN 1460. And then the Lou Platt and Fort Kearney Conference tournaments next week. And it begins Monday night with the Kearney Catholic boys taking on Centura in Kearney, 7 o'clock here on Classic Hits. The final score again, St. Paul 47, Centura 44. This is Doug Duda saying have a good night, everyone.
The preceding was a presentation of KKPR and the KKPR Sports Club. To download a podcast, check out our podcast link at kkpr.com.
Going to Bowman.